Hallelujah. Talked earlier about possessing. Amen. See, we possess those things by a decision that those things that God has already given to us. Amen? Huh? Bye, guys. Bye, kids. Father, we just ask you this morning to give us revelation so that we are not bound and captured by our own life of daily thoughts and daily being captured by the world. Because you have caused us to dwell into your kingdom. It's a brand new life. Now, many of us have been in it for many years, but it's still a brand new life to most of us. And Father, I ask you this morning just to give us a revelation of possessing the things that we already have. And that day after day when the enemy comes to steal what we have, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy what we have. But Father, we don't agree with his claims. But we agree with your word, which has told us that we should by our faith, which is provided by you, which is dwelling with you, not some outward, the faith is not some outward possession, but it's my relation with you through the Holy Ghost. And I just ask you, Lord God, just cause us to walk in that truth of and the wonderful joy of possessing our new life on a daily basis without forgetting whom we are. And we just give you the praise and the thanksgiving for you setting us free. We're the happiest people here. We love you, Lord God, because you've set us free and delivered us. And we just ask you, Lord God, right now, just daily, 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 to cause us to be reminded of your word. Bring those things to our remembrance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Joshua, I'm going to go through a lot of scriptures, and you can write them down. We're probably not going to turn to all of them, but if you want to write them down, you can. Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Of course, I will turn to that. Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Or chapter 1. Joshua is taught, Moses is dead. I say I kind of like that because, not that I like Moses being dead or anything, but it kind of says it's false upon your shoulders to have a God of your own. Amen? That's pretty important. You can't have a God of the pastor. You can't have a God of your mother. You can't have a God of your wife. But I'll get in on my wife's coattails. Yeah. I hope you're sure she's getting in. Oh, she's a good woman. No. Listen, you gotta have your own God. You gotta have your own relationship with the Father. He is your Father. So you can't depend on Moses, right? Huh? Hey, somebody say, help me. Amen. Nah, let's do it better. Amen. There we go. Woo! Amen. Sounds like a holiness meeting. Amen. Amen. You got to have your own. You got to have your own relationship with God. You can't just show up here. You know, we had a little bit bigger crowd on Easter morning. That's because everybody wanted to kind of get into the kingdom that morning. You know, make sure you come once or have communion on one. You know, we fooled everybody. We don't have communion on Easter Sunday. They thought they were going to get it, you know. Oh, I'll get in. I'll get it all on one shot. Get it all on one Sunday. No. Come back next time. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, this is chapter 1, Joshua 1:1. It came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Now, it doesn't say the son of a Nun. The son of Nun. Moses' minister, saying, now if you look back in Exodus in chapter 33, it talks about how as a young man, it talked about that, Joshua went out to tent of the tabernacle with Moses. He was Moses' minister, Moses' servant, Moses' helper. He went out with him out there to the temple or to the tabernacle. Moses went in, did the work of the ministry, and he went out. So Joshua, like a good servant, he didn't just, you know, follow the guy back out. Joshua, in fact, stayed in the tabernacle. He was like, where's Moses getting what he's getting? You know, where's Moses? How's he operate? Joshua found that it was more beneficial for him, for his growth, to stay in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to come to every meeting. Amen. It's a great thing to come to every meeting. Right? Where's brother so-and-so? Where's Pastor Jim? Where are they going to be at? But then you need to have a meeting with the Lord. Amen? You need to have a meeting with God. Not every meeting at the church is your meeting. You have a meeting with Jesus. You need a meeting with the Holy Spirit. Amen? You need a meeting with the Lord Himself. You got to have your own meeting. You may, well, I don't know if I could have a meeting. No, you need to have your own meeting. Amen. You can have your own meeting. You can invite you. That way you'll make sure that everybody will show up who's invited. You and the Holy Spirit. You'll be there, and I mean, you'll be having church. Amen? After the death of Moses, verse 2, he says, Moses, my servant, is dead, just so you know. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Now, therefore, arise. The person you are waiting on is no longer available. Now, when? Somebody say now. Yeah, see, we could stay here a long time if y'all don't help me. You know, we don't like to participate. We like television. You know? How many know television? You, except in football, you probably don't speak to the television too much. This is interactive television here today. So Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. That means get up. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I do give them. So he says, get up, go over, and go to the land. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you. So if you'll go out into the presence of the Lord, you'll receive the place that God has for your foot. You'll have every place your foot goes. That's mine. I'll walk on up there and that'll be mine too. Every place the sole of my foot shall tread in the presence of the Lord. I can have the presence of the Lord. Amen? You know you can have that? Well, I just can't seem to get a hold of God. No, you got Him. Well, I can't feel him. Well, forget feeling him. Amen. Quit feeling the guy. Quit looking for feelings. Amen? Yes, sir. That's right. Quit feeling feelings. He says his word doesn't go out void. His word produces stuff. His word produces stuff in you. Amen? It does. Your possession is believing that God said what he meant and that he's going to produce what he said. Okay, so he says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. Now, you believe that? Well, it's in the Bible, yeah. Well, how about for you? Amen? How about what we're talking about? You know, we're talking about Christian discipleship on Sunday night. God, gospel, faith, repentance, meditation, that is knowing the Lord, meditation on His Word, worship, happiness, worship, character. How many know all those things belong to you? Huh? I said all of those things belong to you. Well, I just don't seem to be able to make it. See, it's because every time you fail, you count it. Jim shared something a while back. He talks about the numbering and the dating in the Old Testament as far as how the dates carry on to the number of weeks to find out God's timeline and God's timetable. It just didn't add up. But he found that when he added up this, the number of years that the good kings, the kings that were righteous kings, reigned, everything worked fine. All the numbers came out just spot on. But you keep the unrighteous kings in there, you have way too many years going on. So progress is only made in righteousness. Your problem is you're counting all your unrighteousness and you have no joy. Amen? You're just kind of looking at your failure, looking at how many times you messed up. And number one, what that does is just put you back into messing up. How many know you don't get free from sin by meditating on how many times you sinned? Huh? Well, if you didn't recognize that, I'm going to tell you. You don't get free from sin by counting up how many times you did it and telling God you're not going to do it again. You don't get free that way. You get free by agreeing with God that I am free. That sin doesn't have any dominion over me. This morning we're talking about possessing land. You got some land? I got some land. Me. Possessing the land. Amen? God said, go possess the land. So he put a word on the inside of me. Remember over here, I hadn't even intended to take as much of this as I am. Verse 4, we'll just keep going. The wilderness and this Lebanon, here's the description of the land, to the great river, to the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, this is Joshua chapter 1, verse 4, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before you all the days of your life. That guy's going to be blown away. Nobody shall be able to stand in opposition to you, as an enemy to you, as an opposer, one who would overcome you, stand nose to nose with you in battle, that we might have a chance to overcome you. He said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong. After that kind of a promise, well, be strong, okay? You got my attention for a minute? You got my confidence up? Be strong and of a good courage. For this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear to their fathers. He's talking to Joshua. Only be you strong and very, very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your briefcase, your bookshelf, your coffee table. No, it shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, you're going to continually be speaking it. When he's teaching the in Proverbs, he said, you continually speak the word of the Lord to your children. When you're lying down, when you're rising up, when you're going in, when you're coming out, you continually speak to them and teach them the word of the Lord. Amen? You know, I always tell, you know, my sons and my daughters the word of the Lord to teach them as we're coming in and we're going out. We don't just wait for Sunday school. We do it as we're coming in and we're going out. Amen? Do you talk to your wife and your husband like that? Speak them to each other. The word of the Lord. Don't wait for Sunday. Speak the word of the Lord. How are you going to possess the land? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Well, you remember our discipleship is that's number 5. After God, gospel, repentance, and faith is meditation on the Word of God. Listening to the truth rather than the lie. Listening to God rather than this world. Huh? So you change what you're listening to. Don't you? You change the channel. You change what you're listening to. And then you listen to you. You don't just listen to somebody say it. You listen to actually you say it. This word of the Lord shall not depart out of whose mouth? The pastor's mouth. No. He said the word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein. Think about it. Day, while you're working, while you're walking, and night, while you're sleeping, while you're snoozing, and as you go to sleep. But you shall meditate therein day and night that you may observe to do. You know what the observance is? The observance is putting it in front of you. The observance is always having it in front of you, always coming out of your mouth. You know, if it comes out of your mouth, usually it'll go in somewhere else. Don't you think? I said out of your mouth. This is the day. Everybody say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It just sounds like a good song, doesn't it? You know what? Did anybody hear yourself say that? Man, it's powerful. They're going to set you... That is the word of the Lord going out of your mouth. It's in your mouth, but it's also in your ears. You're going to hear that word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is going to change you. It's coming out of your mouth. Do you believe that? Amen. I'm going to help you. Amen. The word of the Lord is going to change you. As it comes out of your mouth and into your ear, it's going to change you. I'm not just talking about just talking. You can read it. It's not some magic process. This isn't magic. This is the word of God. This is the truth. Walk ye in it. It's the truth. It's not magic, poof, poof, you know, smoke and mirrors. This is the word of the Lord, is that you are being set free as you're changing your mind. Your mind has been convinced of this world for umpteen years, amen? I mean, few of you older than me, few of you younger than me. But your mind has been changed, has been conformed to this world. Some of you went to college, got it conformed to this world on purpose. Sad to say. Amen? Conforming your mind to the things of this world. God said, just conform your mind to the new world. We're going to conform your mind to a new kingdom. Amen? You're conforming, your mind is being changed. So even when stuff comes against you, problems come against you, because we got plenty. Anybody got problems? Sure you do. There's plenty of them. But the thing is, you bring these thoughts of the problems, thoughts of the distresses, under the control the captivity to the word of the Lord. His word is, you're going to be blessed because you're in my kingdom. Does that mean you're going to miss trouble? No. In fact, you are promised, Jesus promised you plenty of trouble, didn't he? Huh? But trouble outwardly has nothing to do with joy inwardly. Your joy is fixed because of your relationship with your Father in heaven. Your joy is fixed. No one can take it from you. Now you can release it. You can release it to your problem. Here, Mr. Problem, I think I'll release my joy to you today. I think I'll just be miserable today. The word of the Lord will bring you into a place to possess the land that God provided for you. The land that you own is in the kingdom of God. The land that you own is your own heart, your own spirit. Have I not commanded you, verse 9 here, Joshua 1, have I not commanded you? Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, pack that one up and take it with you. I tell some people, I said, if I'm talking to a young lady, I'll say, write it in lipstick on your mirror. You know, write it up there big and bold so you can see it. Write these things down. All right? Verse 10 and 11 now. Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people. So that'd be like me doing this. Here, let me take this. Here. It's written down here. If I were to say this, pass through the host. You know, and I'm going to be talking to you, and I'm going to pass through the host. There's the host. And I'm going to say, prepare you food, for within 3 days you'll pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. Get ready. Pack a lunch. We're going in. Amen? Did you pack a lunch? See, if you pack a lunch, you intended to stay, didn't you? Huh? How about you? But I like that. You get ready to stay. Get ready to be there for a while. He says, prepare the food, for within 3 days you'll pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land for the Lord your God. Well, wait a minute. Who gives it to you? Read that part. The Lord your God gives it to you to possess it. So are you going to do it? You going to possess it? I said, are you going to possess it? Huh? Well, yeah, go ahead. Well, God gave it to you. Don't you want it? Would you like to possess your own vessel? Would you like to possess the land? Huh? See, the land is not, you know, it's not like in the Muslim thing, you know, where you get 72 virgins, a river of beer, and I don't know what the women get. You just remember what the men get. I don't know if the women get anything. Do they? Does anybody know? I don't know if they get anything. Get that same man you had. I don't know if that's any good. I wouldn't think so. For the Lord your God gives it to you to possess it. The Lord your God gives it to you to possess it. Now, all of Deuteronomy, if you go through Deuteronomy, it's got possessing the land. He's talking about possessing the land all through the book. All through the book of Deuteronomy. I want to look at chapter 9 for a minute. Look at chapter 9 of Deuteronomy. Back up. See, he's getting them ready to possess. Verse 1. Hear, Israel, you are to pass over Jordan this day to go into the and in to possess nations greater and mightier than yourself. Cities great and fenced up to heaven. A people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom you know and of whom you have heard, who can stand before the children of Anak? Well, how did you know? How many know the children of Anak are called Anakins? Anakims. Understand therefore this day, this is Deuteronomy 9:3, understand therefore this day that the Lord your God is he which goes over before you. How many know Jesus went over before you? As a consuming fire, he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before your face, so shall you drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. Now listen to this part. Speak not in your heart. Don't be saying this after that the Lord your God has cast them out before you. Don't say this. For my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord does drive them out before you. Not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart. How many know it's not about you? You don't have nothing. Do you go, not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go to possess the land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before you, that he may perform the word which the Lord sware to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth not thee this land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, now, I don't know if I agree with that. No, you should agree with that. See, you don't get to possess anything because of what you did. Amen? You're a stiff-necked people. There's really just, you know, there's really no hope for you. Hallelujah. Apart from Jesus Christ, apart from the Lord, and apart from the Holy Ghost whom he has given. He brought you into the land. He has made you righteous from your heart. So therefore, your possession of the land is also his work, isn't it? He delivered you from the power of sin, from the heart, into the presence of God. He is now delivering you from the power of sin on a daily basis by himself, from his own strength. Well, gee, I just seem to be sinning all over the place. Well, listen to me. I want you to worship God. I want you to thank God because it's not your righteousness. Amen? I want you to begin to thank God that it's not your righteousness. You keep forgetting that, don't you? Huh? It's not your righteousness by which you enter into the land. You're already in. But he's going to begin to cause you to understand that when you are in this land, that he is the one who is destroying all the Amalekites, the Anakites, and the Hittites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and all the Ites. He's destroying all of that in you because you have believed and you have put that word and not let it depart out of your mouth. Amen? But day and night, you meditate in that truth. Listen, you've been changed. This is a kingdom, and you don't recognize that you have been transformed into this kingdom just because you live on a daily basis out here in this world. Amen? Anybody been to the mall lately? Anybody been down to the mall? Anybody been, amen, praise the Lord. Anybody been down to the grocery store? Anybody been down to the TV? Anybody been down to work lately? Amen. See, you got all this stuff. And this world is this world. This world is not getting better. This world is not picking up itself. It's not going to make you happy. Amen? This world is a disaster. This world's a mess. Amen? Don't count on it. Or count on it that's a mess. But don't count on this world to make you happy. Well, you know, well, what about a volcano lava cake? Down at Chili's. And won't that work? No. See, you've been lied to. That just make you bigger. That just make you bigger. You just be bigger in this world. How many know when you eat in heaven, you're not going to get bigger? Huh? I'll eat volcano lava cake in heaven, and it's not going to make me fat. Amen. Can't wait to get there. No, I am already there. See, I'm in heaven, but my body's not there. I'm living in heaven. How about you? Are you living in heaven? I'm talking about living in heaven from the heart. Are you possessing your land? See, another thing is you're going to start to possess your vessel. We'll get to that. This is, how many of the, everybody wave your vessel hands at me. You got a vessel? Yeah, there it is. I see that vessel. You can put your hand down. All right. I'm going to read you a few scriptures. Ezekiel 33:26. You stand upon your sword, you work abomination, and you defile everyone his neighbor's wife, and shall you possess the land? You're a mess. Shall you possess the land? It's kind of like, you know, the same thing. Don't think you're going to possess the land because of your good deeds. You stand upon your sword, you work abomination, you defile everyone his neighbor's wife, and shall you possess the land? In other words, you cannot depend upon your goodness. Ezekiel 36. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whither you went. Here's God's promise, Daniel 7:18. But the saints of the Most High God shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. That's his promise. He says, I'm going to keep this land. This land is mine forever. Zephaniah chapter 2. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought this judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be that you shall be hid in the days of the Lord's anger. Seek the Lord. Don't let this word of the Lord depart out of your mouth. Don't let this word of the Lord depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. How to possess your vessel? How to get out of sin? Is to begin to thank God that sin doesn't rule me. Amen? Sin does not rule me. Now, you've had sin rule you. I know that. I've had sin rule me. Sin shall not. Romans chapter 6 says this. It says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Everybody say that with me. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Now, aren't you possessing your land there? Amen. Possess that land. Say that. Don't just hope it next time. Thank Him for it. Amen? You're thanking God for it. You're rejoicing in it. Zephaniah 2:9, therefore as I live, saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, even the breathing of the nettles and the salt pits and the perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. There's a remnant of the people of God, of the people that have been called the people of God. I'm in that remnant. I believe it. I'm that remnant. I walk in that. I believe in that. Amen? You are. If you have believed, listen to me. If you have believed, you're in that remnant. You're in that residue of those that possess the land. For the seed, Zechariah chapter 8, for the seed shall be prosperous, verse 12. The vine shall give her fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Zechariah, now look at verse 15. This is right after that. This is right after that section of Scripture. So he says he's going to cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 15 now. That was verse 12. This is verse 15. So again, have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem, the Lord says, and to the house of Judah, fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak every man the truth to his neighbor. execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Now, where do we get that? Go back over to Joshua. Go back to Psalm chapter 1. He's meditating in this word day and night. Taking this word to yourself. Taking this truth to yourself. Taking the fact that you have been delivered from sin. You've been delivered. You have been delivered. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Here it is. Here it comes. Here's my temptation. The fact is that you're not trying to get out of sin. You've already been delivered from it. You believe that? Well, I'm not so sure. Now, see, the Scripture says you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Reckon yourselves, therefore, dead unto sin. Romans 6:11. Reckon yourselves, therefore, reckon it. Count it down. Write it down. Everybody get your pencil. Write it down that way. It said, reckon yourselves dead to sin. I am dead to sin. Reckon yourself dead to sin. Decide yourself dead to sin. Because of the power of God. Decide yourself dead to sin and alive unto God. I'm dead to sin, alive to God. Dead to sin, alive to God. I'm in my car, dead to sin, alive to God. Walking out on the path out there, dead to sin, alive to God. Going out to smoke a cigarette at noon, dead to sin, alive to God. Amen? Dead to sin, alive to God. Dead to sin, alive to God. See how far I can pitch that cigarette. Boom. Dead to sin, alive to God. Is that you? Huh? Possessing your land. This land no longer belongs to that dead guy. The land belongs to Jesus. Amen? The land belongs to the kingdom of heaven. Have you possessed it? Huh? Do you possess your land or does somebody else possess it? Does the Anakite possess your land? Do the Jerichoites, does Jericho still possess the land or have the walls fallen down yet? Huh? I possess my land. I don't care what. You know, you might come in and tell me you don't think my land's possessed by me. I'm going to argue with you. Okay? Can I argue with you? Thing is, actually, you need to be arguing with yourself because you got most of you, most of yourself saying, well, you know, I'm just not going to be able to do anything about that. I'm just waiting on God to do something about that. Now, what you do is you do stand against it. You do stand against it. But don't have any hope in your standing. Have hope in God. Amen? Stand against it, but don't have hope in you. Hello? I'm tired of standing against it. Well, and I even gave into it. Well, glory to God. Thank God that He still loves you. Thank God that He, you know, when you fall into sin, did you know that God still loves you? Did you know that? Did you know he desires for you to come running to Him immediately? Immediately. He doesn't want you to feel sad, be full of shame. What He wants you to do is come into His presence and worship Him and thank Him and praise Him for delivering you, that He loves you. Are you delivered out of the power of Satan? Out of the power of sin? Yes, I am. Well, I just sinned. No, I'm still delivered. I'm delivered out of the power of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Who is alive to God? You're dead to sin. Amen? Listen to me. You got to get this. You got to just chew on it. It's a tough thing. I cooked some meat last night. You know what? I don't do a good job. Ask Jordan. He'll tell you. Janet said the chicken. I did good on chicken. Boy, that makes sense, doesn't it? I do chicken pretty good. How about you? Well, that's tough stuff. Yeah, that other meat is tough. Oh, you can't chew it. Chew it anyway. Chew it anyway, baby. That's it. Listen, chew. Go ahead and get that thing. You know, I don't care what you think about you and checking your stuff out and checking out how you're, you know, I'm such a mean person, mean preacher, terrible. That's why I stand up here so y'all can't come get me. See, I got a back door. Y'all didn't know that. We got a back door back here. No, listen. Just because you sinned again, come back to the Heavenly Father. Come back to the kingdom of God. Don't live in this world just because you went and visited. Amen? Come and stay in the kingdom. Stay in the tabernacle. Be like Joshua. You're a young one. Well, I don't seem to be young. I feel like I'm pretty old. Well, it doesn't matter. You started growing up old. You didn't get the truth till you got old, maybe. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you've had the truth for a long time. But you didn't have this. You didn't have this truth that you didn't have to be under bondage. You don't have to be under the thumb of sin. You can rejoice even after you've sinned, not in the sin, but in the forgiveness. Rejoice in that your name is written in heaven. That the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? This is you. This is you. So again, here's verse 16. These are the things that you shall do. Speak every man the truth to his neighbor. Hey! Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor and love no false oath, for all these things I hate. Well, it sounds like the Ten Commandments to me. You know what? Those Ten Commandments are written where? Those Ten Commandments are now written on your heart. They're part of you. You are a vessel of righteousness from your heart. Now, I know you have a body and a head that gets out of whack, but come back into the presence of the Lord. Possess the land by faith. Possess the land by faith. Possess the land by speaking to your land, by receiving your land as your land. It's not the devil's land. Your body, your mind do not belong to the devil. Huh? Amen? Don't watch that baby. It's a very good baby. First girl they ever had. Very proud of that baby. Benna. And she's not letting anybody not know it. Now, Job said some interesting stuff. Job 7, verse 3. So I am made to... Now, he's talking about this because his friends are talking to him. Anybody got friends? Christian friends. This is the best kind. Christian friends are good. I know what your problem is, brother. So I am made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. Does that sound like anybody? Does that sound like you? So I'm made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. Well, you can choose to possess them. I know there's trouble. Amen. I know there are family members. I know there are troubles that happen that they now will go on for years. I know there are troubles that did happen years ago that have gone on for years. But those troubles do not need to possess you. You can be delivered from those troubles right now. They've possessed you all this time. You can be delivered from those troubles right this minute. Because right there, see, you didn't know that you were a new creation right there with that particular issue. You didn't realize that you were a new creation. Because the enemy comes in and he puts things in a little box and he stores that little box like a little treasure box. And nobody will get in. You won't even open up that little treasure box. You know God wants in that? God wants to get in that little treasure box and he wants to set you free from it. Because you've got that little box right there and you won't even get in it. His desire right now is to set you free from that trouble that you have held on to. Amen? You have held on to that thing. You've kept it separate because you won't even think about it. Father, I just open that box and give that thing to you. That unwanted pregnancy, that drug problem child, that divorce, that adultery, that anger, that hatred, that misuse or abuse, that sexual abuse. Something you have hidden, something you have kept in a little box, afraid to touch it, afraid to let it go. Right now, say, God wants you to possess that through the Holy Spirit rather than the devil possessing you. Amen? He wants you to be set free. He wants you to be set free. See, right now. And see, what happens is that as you begin to hear the word of the Lord, as you begin to meditate on His love for you, His mercy towards you, His power in you, then you will begin to know right then that you can give anything up. Give any trouble up. Give any old wound. I want to tell you something. Your spirit is not wounded. You wounded my spirit. Now your spirit can't be wounded. Your spirit's of God. It's either of the devil or of God. When you got born again, your spirit's whole, complete. You can't have a wounded spirit. Now you can have a wounded soul, a wounded mind, a hurt mind. Somebody, you're believing that something could have you and hold you and keep you from knowing the love of God. That is a lie. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. And anything that is coming and staying in your life saying, don't give this, don't give me up, don't even open this. You're being lied to. And what you do is say, Father, I ask you right now to cause me to open this up, to open this wound, to open this box, to open this hurt in Jesus' name. I want to possess it. I'm tired of being possessed by the enemy. I'm tired of being possessed by the devil himself. I'm going to be in possession of that. And it's not you like you have some ability to possess something, or if you possess it, it's great. When I'm talking about possessing, I'm saying not having the enemy have possession of what belongs to God, a part of you that belongs to God Himself. Amen? You hear me? You want to get free from the devil because, see, you believe, the reason that he's got it is because you believe his lie. So to possess it, his lie is exposed. So if you've got a hurt, if you've got an issue that you haven't been able to let go of, and I'm serious, I mean, I'm saying, if it's right there, you know exactly what it is. You say, Father, I thank you right now that I release that issue, I release that situation, that lie, that I can't be free. I release it right now, and I ask you to cause me to know your love on the matter, to know that I can never be hurt because you love me. See, listen, you cannot be hurt. You're a new creation. You cannot be hurt. You're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You just didn't believe that. Job 13:26. For thou writest bitter things, talking about his friends. Here's his friends. Everybody got that again? You got more friends? Thou writest bitter things against me and make me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Anybody possess the iniquities of your youth? You hanging on to them? Well, that's why I'm this way. That's why I'm this way. Somebody told me that's why I was this way, and so now I believe that. That's why I'm this way. Nonsense. You're that way because of sin. Did something put you in a position where you followed a certain path? Yeah. Okay, right now, it's over. Jesus said all things have passed away, or Paul said it, all things have passed away, all things have become new. If any man be in Christ, are you in Christ? Old things passed away. Old things have become new. Remember those youth things that you believed and somebody put on you and said you'll never amount to anything? Or this thing just ruined you for life? Oh, she's just been wounded for life. Had that baby out of wedlock. She just ruined for life. Nonsense. God's good, isn't he? Hallelujah. That woman had five husbands, and even the guy was with now wasn't even her husband. Remember John, the woman at the well? You know? Yeah, I have no husband. Darn tootin', he said. You got that right. In fact, you've had five, count them. I bet he named them. No. You've had five husbands. You've had all kinds of problems. You've had all kinds of sins. You've had all kinds of mess ups. Children out of wedlock. You've made all kinds of little babies, haven't you? I know I have. I don't mean real ones. But other stuff. Other offspring. Amen. Anybody have any offspring that you're not proud of? Hallelujah. I don't know. You get what you get when you get up here. Okay. Luke 21, chapter 19. In Luke 21, Jesus is talking about the same basic portion of Scripture that he's speaking of in Matthew 24, which of course is the end of the age. And I want to look at Luke 21 there for a minute. Luke 21. Y'all must all have those electronic Bibles. I can't hear pages. Luke 21:19. Let's see here. Let's start here. That's a good one. Verse 14. Set it in your hearts, therefore, not to meditate before what you shall answer. Talking about, you know, you're going to be hated, so you just better be full of the word. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed by both parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Listen to all this. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess you your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know ye that the desolation thereof is near. In your patience. So he's talking, man, there's some trouble going on here. Parents, friends, everybody's turning against you. In your patience possess ye your soul. So in great tribulation, what is he saying? Possess your soul. You're fixed. You're established. So he's saying is this, is that there's a gift of the Holy Ghost. It's patience. Your patience has been established. You have an anchor, a rock, that you have been established. He says, possess you your soul. You know that you're a new creation. You know that a hair of your head cannot be harmed. Amen? Amen, Dave? That's right. Amen. No matter how many eggs you got cooking, how many irons you got in the fire. Amen? In patience, possess ye, in your patience, possess ye your soul. First Thessalonians chapter 4. Interesting that also First Thessalonians chapter 4 also has to do with the last days, doesn't it? Isn't that interesting how he gets this particular notion in circumstances like these? Possessing your soul in the midst of trouble. Because where do you usually lose it? Huh? Where do you usually lose your cool? When you're in trouble. That's right. So, God, why do you let trouble come? So you'll be set free from your little private little sins, your private little boxes, the private little things that have kept you from growing up. You know, you hadn't grown up just because you won't let go of all your little hidden things. And the devil wants to keep you quiet. He wants you thinking about your garbage. He wants you thinking about your trouble, the things that you messed up on, the things that were messed up on you. You were abused. You were beat up. You know, some people want to take that and say, well, here's the reason why you had a bad life. Well, maybe that's the reason it started, but it doesn't have to stay that way. Amen? Hallelujah. You can actually forgive that person. What? Now you're stepping on some toes. I could learn to live with it, but I don't have to forgive them. Somebody wants to ask me, says, can I forgive them and leave them? Forgive them and forget them? The people, I mean. What do you mean I can forget it? I can forgive. You're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4. Let's read from the beginning. Furthermore, we then beseech you, brethren, from the beginning of the first chapter, of fourth chapter. Brethren, exhort you by the Lord Jesus that as you have received us, how you ought to walk and to please God, so that you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Hey, that's it. See, eminent in possessing your vessel is sanctification by the Holy Ghost. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, and not in the lust of concupiscence or the lust of passions, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel. Do you know how to possess your vessel? Because you believe the truth. To possess your vessel, you don't work hard at it. To possess your vessel, you believe the truth. You believe that you've become a brand new creation. Amen? And don't forget it. And speak these things. Don't let this word of God, this word, depart out of your mouth. Hear it out of your own ears. Hear it out of your own ears. Turn down to chapter 5, verse 16. Or verse 14, excuse me. Now, chapter 5, verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians. Now we exhort you, brethren and sistern, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Just let those speak for themselves. See that none render evil for evil to any man, not even a fellow believer. That's my translation. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Now give us an example. Rejoice evermore. Lost half of you there. I said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you. Holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, there they are, be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 24 is very important here. Faithful is he who calls you to all of these things, who also will do it. Amen. Who's going to do it? Remember, the Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, is the discerner of the thoughts. Of between thoughts and the intents of the heart. Between your thoughts and the thoughts of God. If you'll remember, a few weeks ago we talked about Hebrews chapter 4. It said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into God's rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Let's therefore fear. Be watchful. Don't lose the rest that He has for you. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as to them in the Old Testament. But the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. If you go back to chapter 2, he says, of Hebrews, says, let us therefore give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Let's give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard rather than the things that we have seen and experienced. Let's give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard from the kingdom of God than the things which are overwhelming us and overtaking us in our minds. Let's give the more earnest heed. Let's listen more intently to the promise that God made than to the experience that's whipping me and beating me up in my brains this week. You know, the enemy wants to get you, he wants to make you, stir you up, get you angry, cause strife. And he easily can do that if we believe that this world is something that we're going to be able to overwhelm it and overtake it without the Holy Ghost. You're a new creation. You need to live on that. You need to live on your new creationness rather than your wits in this world. This is the kingdom of God. We dwell in it and we possess it. This is our daily walk. Thy kingdom come in earth as it is in heaven. We're not living in a human kingdom. Even though our bodies and our minds have been raised here, and we live here until the coming of the Lord Jesus, we don't have our existence in an earthly kingdom. Amen? Listen to me. See, most churches are like, let's just hold the fort till Jesus shows up. No. He says, occupy till I come. You're a kingdom, you're an occupant of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? You're a citizen of heaven living in this world. Not a human kingdom, but through me, the Spirit and the kingdom of God. Listen, I want you to listen to the Lord's Prayer just as we close. I want you to listen to it. Because this is what Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, Lord, teach us to pray. A lot of times we kind of discount it or something. But this is a kingdom of God prayer. Amen? That's what this prayer is. That prayer is a prayer that departs you, brings you into the kingdom of God. You are living in God's kingdom, and you're praying that way. You're talking about it. Our Father. Not, oh God. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. First thing, what's the first petition here? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Same way it's done up there, do it down here. God, Father, Lord, Father, what you're doing there, do it here. And while we're here, give us this day our daily bread. What I need here, that's what I need. I'm just here for you said pack a lunch, remember? Remember when the guy said pack a lunch? We're going, pack a lunch, we're going over. So pack a lunch. We're in the you know, the land that God's going to give us. We better go over there and see. We're taking the land here. Amen. Pack a lunch. Don't title the message "Pack a Lunch." Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let's say, you know, we just want to be free. I want to be free from you, and I want you to be free from me. You like that? Amen. Don't be in bondage to one another. Amen. Don't be in bondage to anybody. That is because they didn't. Because they messed up. So forgive them right now. Oh, I'm not going to yell at you again. You know, forgive them. Yeah, forgive them. You forgive them, they forgive you. Amen. And even if they don't, forgive them. All right? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against them. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know what more about deliver us from evil is actually the second part to the first part there? Lead me not into temptation, and in fact deliver me from evil, from doing evil. Deliver me from temptation and the fulfillment of it. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. See, it's all about the kingdom of God, isn't it? It's a kingdom prayer. It's about bringing the kingdom from heaven to here. And in fact, I'm walking around declaring the kingdom. The kingdom being produced on the earth. Why? Because of you. Did you know that? Do you know how the kingdom shows up in the earth? It's you. Why? Because you believed. Because you possessed your land. You possessed your vessel. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel. How do you possess his vessel? Be transformed out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Why? Through this promise, through this word. That's it. This is it right here. This is it. His word doesn't go forth void. It produces. It's a product producer. You're a new product, aren't you? Amen? Amen. Well, let's all stand together. Father, let's lift our hands and thank the Lord this morning. Let's just lift our hands and thank Him. Father, you may not know how to lift your hands. Lift them halfway. If you don't want to lift them all the way, lift them a little bit. Just lift them a little bit. Just, Father, thank you. Father, thank you that you've caused me to possess my vessel by faith, not by my strength, but by your provision. And I rejoice, O Lord God, that you have caused me to deliver to you, to release all of the things which have kept me from being free. In the name of Jesus, I release it right now. I release it right now. I let it go right now. That hurt, that pain, that disappointment of me, disappointment over my children, my mother, my dad, my family, my job, everything. I release it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm rejoicing always in all things. I possess my vessel because the enemy is not possessing my vessel. And I thank you, Lord God, that I possess it, but I possess it in you. And we rejoice and we thank you that we belong to you. We may possess our vessel, but we belong to you. So Father, in Jesus, it's not really my vessel. I just give it to you. I've believed lies, but I give them up now. And I rejoice and praise you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.